We're getting you set and ready for the start of the college football season tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio, having a wonderful conversation with the Lobos head coach, Bob Davie. And, you know, you just mentioned being an analyst, over the, 10, 12 years. Do you lean on some of the advice and some of the things that you observed from, you know, whether it's a Bill Snyder at K-State or one of your good friends, Barry Alvarez, when you're going through those dark times?
Oh, completely. You know, I'm sitting here in my office right now, and I'll look behind my desk. I've got a quote. Barry Alvarez was actually in my office here a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he took over that situation at Wisconsin.
Right.
There's a lot of similarities. And he's got something he wrote on a manila folder right here for me. It says, Bob, keep the blinds closed when you go into the fetal position. Don't flinch.
Yeah.
And the whole point of that is in front of the staff, in front of the players, no matter how bad it seems, don't ever flinch. And there's some great advice there, because you are going to go through some tough times, but know a little bit more and have a little bit more experience and a little bit more confidence than all those around you. And when all that chaos is going on, if you have to get in the fetal position that we all do, make sure you close those blinds and have nobody watching.
I have to say, too, do you feel many times like you're a parent, because you're always probably talking to players about staying away from situations that are precarious, that are toxic, talking about probably risk management quite a bit, correct?
Oh, you've got it. You must have read some of my quotes somewhere.
Uh-oh.
But, you know, these companies,
I do my homework.
These companies around the country, you know, they spend billions of dollars on risk management. And you know, one thing I found out, you know, players don't always necessarily look forward, you know, for trouble, but trouble sometimes looks for them. And use the experiences of others. You know, just go on that ESPN.com or that Yahoo.com every day and just look at the college football section and learn from other people's mistakes and think about things, you know. And yeah, I mean, it's every day. It is 24 hours a day of raising kids. And also understanding that, you know, when you're an athlete, stay away from some situations. Just stay away from
mm-hmm.
it. Because if you get in that risk situation, I don't care how good you are, how well-intentioned you are, the results aren't going to be good. So just avoiding some of these risky situations, because, you know, we've all seen firsthand how things just spiral out of control quickly.
Well, you know, these kids are so young, too. How difficult is that for you as a coach sometimes to be able to reestablish that trust, that credibility, and regain that belief that these kids are going to be committed to doing the right thing when they're looking you in the eye?
Yeah, you know, I think unfortunately, you know, sometimes they do have to learn lessons the hard way. You know, you mentioned we had to suspend a couple guys in the spring over a case that has since been resolved, and the case was actually dropped. But they'll be the first ones to admit they should have never been in that situation. And, you know, quite honestly, the day it happened back in the spring, I don't want to go into specifics, but I actually talked about a very similar situation that happened to an NFL player about that same time in the spring, and used that exact example. And then our guys went out and kind of got themselves in the same situation that night. And that's what's really, really frustrating. But sometimes, you know, you learn when it hits so close to home. And unfortunately, sometimes it takes young guys that to see, you know, what happened to teammates, what happened to other people that were right here in this room with me that they know are good people. They know are good people and got themselves in a bad situation. So, you know what, isn't that what life is? It's just that you're playing out all those situations with the public eye, in the public eye, and other people are on that roller coaster with you. You know, what I do to the team. It's all of us
right.
are going to go on that roller coaster after you make that decision. So you've got so much responsibility, even more so now than it was 10 or 15 years ago, because you know this, nothing goes unnoticed.
Right.
Nothing goes unnoticed now. And you're taking the lives of a lot of people with you when you make that decision.
Bob Davie is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And let's move forward. Talk to me about your roster, because it seems like some of the players that you have brought on board, that they can take your program to the next level. Who are we anticipating is going to have a breakout season that we have not heard of?
You know, that's a great point. We have so many players that are playing that our fans will hear their names and watch them play for the first time. You know, and I don't want to go into a bunch of names, but just a couple names of guys. I think we've got a young defensive lineman named Patron Hightower that we brought in here from Dallas, my first recruiting class. Played him a little bit as a freshman. Redshirted him last year. He's been outstanding. You know, really athletic. We've got a young outside linebacker, Donnie White from St. Louis, that played last year as a true freshman for us. We've got two true sophomore corners, Isaiah Brown, Jaden Boatwright. We've got a sophomore offensive tackle, Reno Henderson. We have so many names and so many stories of guys that are young, talented players. And, you know, that's why I'm so excited just to go see what happens. You know, I really want to see these guys and watch these guys progress during the course of the season. And we got a bunch of young guys now, but we have some talent.
Okay, so the Lobos will host UTEP tomorrow night, 6 o'clock kickoff. And as I said, the scouting report has it. Two very similar teams. And I think back, what, a year ago, you guys took care of business on the road, beat the Miners, what, in overtime, 42-35. I know revenge will certainly be a great motivator. What do you see are the keys going into this game?
Well, we're exactly the same. You know, the game last year came down in overtime. We stopped them on a fourth down by 1 inch.
Oh, my soul.
It was literally
1 inch. Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad we got the spot we got, to be honest. You know, that game was either way. It's two teams that run the football. It's two teams that really had some success last year on offense, and neither team had success last year on defense. So it's both defenses are tired of hearing about how bad they were last year. So it's a very even matchup. I mean, this is really a good football game, and as you know, it's such a rivalry. You know, El Paso is not that far from Albuquerque.
That's
They've
true.
Got really good fan support. I think they'll bring a lot of people up here to Albuquerque. So it's two young teams with a lot of good running backs on the field, and it should be a very, very competitive game.
And I know you guys are going to want to get off to a fast start. We are flat out of time. Bob Davey has been joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Good luck the remainder of the season. We're looking forward to following you and having you back on the program. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you very much. And one thing, if I say this before I leave, I appreciate how you've done your research and how you've done your homework. And you always enjoy doing interviews with people that are well prepared. And so I respect that very much.
Got to have that be ready mentality, right, Coach?
You got it. Thank you very much.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR.